God is good. God is good. Thank you, Father. I have a message this morning. I don't know just how much we're going to preach, but we'll follow the Holy Spirit. God is doing so many awesome things, and people are recovering from all of their stuff, their fears, their uncertainty and struggles, disasters that the enemy try to bring in your life. Don't you know we have a safe place in the Lord? Did you know that we can be kept by the power of God? Amen. I said, don't you know we can be kept by the power of God? Yeah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide where? Under the shadow of the Almighty. In an Amplified Bible, as against whose power no foe can withstand. That means he can't come there. Hallelujah. And so, all these things are going on. It just tell me Jesus is soon to come. Hallelujah. I said, tell me Jesus is what? Soon to come, because he said, in the last days, what will happen? Perilous time will come. Men would become lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. Amen. And they'll be more interested in themselves and what Eve is doing, and we can see that. But that we will not be quiet, we'll not cower down, we'll not change our message, but we may change the method in how we do things, but not the message. Because there isn't but one message to preach. There isn't but one truth to be told. There's not but one gospel that we have. Paul was very emphatic about that. He said, if anybody, that's what he said, didn't he? Anybody, if an angel appear from heaven or show up any other way and preach something else that I've given you, let him be a curse. Hallelujah. So, I want to take a few minutes and maybe whatever the Lord wants to do, Holy Ghost, you in charge. I want to take a few minutes at least and talk to you. On this thought, don't let your mouth be your ruin. I know some of you heard this before, but I've had eggs before too. And I promise you, I can whoop you up a good batch of eggs. And I believe we got a good batch whooped up this morning. Amen. I guess it's afternoon yet. It's still morning. Yeah, it's still morning. It's 11:05. So you're getting a brunch this morning. Hallelujah. Don't let your mouth be your ruin. What you want to do, make it do its job. Do you not know that, hallelujah, that in this earth realm, with all God's creation, we have the animal planet, we have the sea world, we have the fowls of the air, But the only creature God made, and all he made them all. You think about it. He made them all. We are the only one he created that speak fluently with words. Think about it. Then God said about himself, and Moses wrote it, and we find this in Genesis 1 and 1. It's what God said about himself and how he operated. Genesis 1, 1. It should be coming up. Hallelujah. And it says, this King James, I guess it is. I'm going to read it from 2. In the beginning, God did what? Who did it? God created heaven and the earth, and the earth without form and void. Darkness stood upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Right? And then John Gospel, chapter 1, 1, 1. 1 through 5, John Gospel 1 and 1. And it says this, in the beginning was who? Notice, God created the heaven and the earth. And how did God do it? With words. God said, and then God saw what he said, right? Then he said in John Gospel, in the beginning was the Word, letting us know everything started with the Word. Everything started. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was who? And the Word was God. So God is a spirit, called into John Gospel chapter 4 and verse 24, I believe. Is that right? God is a spirit. Then God said in Genesis 21, 26, let us make man. Didn't he say it? And then he said, let's make him how? In our image, after our likeness. In other words, God, the speaking God, and God is a spirit. And we could say about God, God is a what? Speaking spirit. Hello? So he made this creature called man, this creation of this creature called human being, mankind. He made us like himself. He is a what? Speaking spirit. So he made you in his image. Hello? And after his likeness. So we are speaking spirits. And he did not just create you. Hallelujah. A speaking spirit and turn you loose. But he did make you free. He did make you free. He made you free. Independent. Hello? Yeah. I said independent.